This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that his tri-nation tour to Cyprus, Canada and Croatia is an opportunity to thank partner countries for their steadfast support to India in its fight against cross-border terrorism and to galvanize global understanding on tackling terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. Mr. Modi stated this in his departure statement ahead of leaving for his three-nation visit this morning. On the first leg of his visit, the Prime Minister will reach Cyprus this evening. During his two-day visit to Cyprus, the Prime Minister will hold talks with President Nikos Christodoulidis in Nicosia. In the second leg of his visit, Mr. Modi will travel to Kananaskis tomorrow at the invitation of his Canadian counterpart Mark Carney to participate in the G7 summit. In the final leg of his tour, the Prime Minister will undertake an official visit to Croatia on Wednesday. In Uttarakhand, 7 persons were killed as a helicopter crashed in the forests near Gaurikund in Rudraprayag district this morning. The chopper was en route to Guptkashi from Kedarnath temple. The crash was reported after locals who were out to collect fodder for their cattle spotted the missing helicopter. As soon as the incident was reported, teams of National Disaster Response Force, NDRF, and State Disaster Response Force, SDRF, were dispatched to the site. The SDRF stated that the crashed helicopter was completely burnt and all bodies have been recovered. Talking to media, Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami expressed grief over the tragic mishap. He said in view of the crash, helicopter services in the Chardham region have been immediately suspended.
A control and command center yahan par sthapit kiya jaye aur jo is ghatna mein doshi hain jinke karan se ghatna hui hai unko tatkal unke khilaf sakht karwai ki jaye aur aaj aur kal do dino tak sabhi aviation companies aur DGCA aur UCADA aur AIB sab milkar pehle ek bar pure aage ki heli seva ke liye samiksha kare tatpashchat hi heli seva ko chalaya jaye aaj aur kal heli seva nahi chalengi kharab mausam bhi hai और जब तक लोग यात्रियों की सुरक्षा सुनिश्चित नहीं हो जाती है तब तक ये सेवाएं बंद रहेंगी क्योंकि हमारे लिए एक भी यात्री की जान सर्वोच्च प्राथमिकता है उसी के आधार पर आगे इन सेवाओं का संचालन होगा.
DNA samples of 31 victims of the Ahmedabad plane crash have been matched. A total of 12 bodies have been handed over to the families of the deceased so far. In Uttar Pradesh, the Indian Space Research Organization successfully conducted a rocket launching test in Kushinagar. This marks a historic moment for the state, as it was the first time a small satellite payload was launched through a rocket from the state. Here is the report.
ISRO scientist Abhishek Singh informed that the test was carried out in collaboration with Thrust Tech India Limited. During rocket launch test, the spacecraft went up to a height of 1.1 km. After this, a small satellite came out. As soon as it fell down to 5 meters, its parachute activated and the satellite landed within 400 meters on the ground. The 15 kg rocket also landed safely with the help of parachute. ISRO scientist further said that this rocket launch test is in many ways different from previous tests conducted in Ahmedabad using drones. Since this was the first time a satellite was directly launched using rocket in UP, this test sets the stage for future satellite tests scheduled for October-November, where nearly 900 youth-built satellites will be tested. Director of Thrust Tech India, Vinod Kumar, said that this event is being organized to generate interest in space technology among children across the region and the whole India. Om Awasthi, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
The much-awaited Axiom 4 mission of SpaceX carrying Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla to the International Space Station has been rescheduled for the 19th of this month. This announcement came after the successful resolution of technical issues that had delayed the mission. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over Tamil Nadu, coastal Karnataka, south interior Karnataka, Kerala, Konkan and Goa today. According to the IMD, heavy rainfall is expected over Lakshadweep, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Telangana today. Moving on to sports, in table tennis, India's Manav Thakkar and Manoj Shah enter the final of the men's doubles of WTT contender Skopje 2025 in North Macedonia today. In semi-finals, they defeated the Slovenian duo of Horhik and Kozil 3-1. In the final, the Indian duo will take on South Korean pair this afternoon. And that is the end of this news bulletin.